last night, Bill Belichick shared a timeline with regard to when things went awry with Robert Kraft. And so we will talk about what he said about that during They Said It, coming up in just about 20 minutes. And we're giving Hill Notes a whirl again. So at any point this morning, if you're unable to call, you don't have the time for that, or unable to text, and you want to express yourself, you can leave a voice note for this show on the Audacy app. That's AUDACY. Very simple. Just look for the little microphone in the upper right-hand corner. It says share or send a voice message. You can send one, and your voice can be heard. That's what we're here for. So, and we'll play those back at some point. Ty Law will join us at 9. But we have leads left this morning in the bitter cold. Courtney, good morning and hello.
Good morning. Hello, everybody. Non-sports lead for me this morning. And I'm worried. I'm worried about a lot of things right now going on in the world. But this is more localized. As we hear from Michelle Wu and the things she wants to do in this city, whether that is air quality or making traffic a bit less when it comes to the city, helping the T. How are we going to do this? Well, the congestion tax is in full effect in New York City, and I'm worried that that is going to happen here next.
Oh, boy.
If you're not familiar with this new congestion tax that went into effect at midnight, two midnights ago, when you cross over 60th Street in New York City, you are going to get your Easy Pass or your license plate taken a photo of. You are going to be taxed. Mm. For most drivers, Monday through Friday, between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m., the toll will be $9 if you pay with Easy Pass. If you don't have an Easy Pass, it is more.
And that is just for driving in the city.
Correct. Nothing else besides that. The same vehicles will pay $2.25 for the toll on weekends from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. So, like I said, in New York City, this is an effort to help with congestion in the city, help with air quality, but it is also to help get money for the MTA, who needs $10 billion for repairs.
Yeah.
Now, how much did the MTA have a budget of last year? $20 billion.
Wow.
They need $10 billion, they're saying, to make the repairs needed for the MTA to function correctly.
Well, you know what's going on here. They're going to punish you if you dare to drive your own vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you refuse to use the antiquated, unreliable public transportation systems that these cities have, they're going to punish you for it.
Correct.
That's all it is. It's punishment.
But there are so many issues with this. First of all, an Easy Pass. Not everybody has them. And if you are over the age of maybe 35, they're very difficult to set up. Like the website in which to use to get an Easy Pass, like my grandmother couldn't do that. I don't know if my dad could do that. No offense,
Dad. You're looking
at
Greg. I mean, he can.
But there are, so if you don't have that, you're going to be taxed more for driving in the city. Hmm. And for the MTA, why don't they focus more on the crimes occurring daily when it comes to their subway system?
Oh, what about when we were gone? I think it was when we were gone on break and somebody lit that woman on fire she was on the...
Yep.
How horrendous was
horrendous.
That?
Crazy.
That was just absolutely
crazy.
Awful.
And Courtney, this is such a great lead. A+.
Thank you.
What you're going to start seeing, it was Greg's lead yesterday, the mass exodus of major cities in America, specifically ones in the Northeast and California, is causing the government to, instead of maybe shifting their policy so people stay and spend money, they're having to absolutely punish the crap out of them, punish the crap of the morons that stick around.
Right, that's it, Curtis. Great point.
So you're going to start seeing this congestion pricing, and they use these terms like global warming or for other causes. Nope. It's just because they have caused people to leave, and now they need more money because tax money has gone to Florida, so they're going to create random ways to get you to pay.
It's just like, you're right, Courtney. Some of these politicians are so ass dumb. There's like crime going on. How about you like do something to like get the bums off the street and make the city cleaner? They're just like, I don't know what some of these politicians do. They always like gear their attentions towards things that only hurt hard-working people that are trying to make a living when you got all these other people that are out there causing havoc that don't give a ish about anything. That's where the focus should be. Cleaning up the city, making it look better, and that's what Mayor Wu and some of these other moronic politicians should be doing. It's a joke that they have these jobs, and they make an ish ton of money, too, doing it. She's probably making a couple hundred thousand. And then she's taxing all these people when there's all this stuff.
Well,
whether
it's not happening in Boston yet. But I'm just saying whether
it's bike lanes or all this other BS.
It's a great lead from you because you're saying that just watch.
Right.
It will probably happen here.
Yeah.
So, and it has been, it's been brought up before as something that we ought to consider here. So, Courtney, great lead.
Thank you very much.
Courtney.
Wiggy, good morning.
Good morning, Courtney. You have me fired up now as a resident of the city, and I see some of the things that needed to be cleaned up.
Well, we already pay for the tea.
Right. Should be free.
Not free, yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right, let me cool off a little bit and go back to what we heard yesterday. And I'll give Robert just a teeny bits of credit for what he talked about and saying that it was all on him and he made a mistake. But the apology was a little bit more of a backhanded compliment because the apology was, I might have rushed Mayo into the job. And basically, he wasn't prepared or he wasn't ready to be a head coach when it should have been, I screwed this guy over because I didn't put him in the best position to do well and to be successful because I didn't give him the talent that he needed. I didn't allow him full-on capability to potentially hire the coaching staff that he wanted to do. I put this guy in a no-win situation, and all you did was you probably hurt his ability to maybe get a head coaching job or get another coaching job somewhere else. You can't say that this guy's going to be a good head coach after what you've done to him because you made it seem like he wasn't ready to do the job rather than saying, you know what, we screwed up and we basically said, hey, you need to get in this boxing ring with basically a professional boxer, but we're only going to give you one hand. We're going to tie the other one behind your back and expect you to be successful.
Do you believe that Gerard Mayo will be a head coach again in the NFL?
No, because what he's going to have to do is he's going to have to first off get a coaching job as a positional coach somewhere. Who's going to give him that opportunity? We don't know how many people he has known. He probably might have to go to college to see if he can get an opportunity in college and work his way up and make a name for himself. What Kraft did to him is basically said, I gave a guy who was a great player, who based on everything that we knew before he became a head coach, was a really good coach, but he wasn't equipped for the job, and I cut his legs out from underneath them after year one. No one's going to really hire this guy again.
All right, Wiggy. Thank you very much.
You got it, brother.
Well, there is some breaking news this morning, and it's not good. Kim Jong-un has banned hot dogs.
All right.
What?
All right.
Awful. A bridge too far.
What kind of a savage denies their people the opportunity to enjoy the single greatest summer barbecue grill item that has ever existed? It is a move on his part to do away with all things Western culture if you are found to be consuming a hot dog in North Korea. You will do immediate time in a North Korean labor camp.
What?
All for enjoying a combination of various parts of the pig that are not normally consumed.
Yeah,
This is a bridge too far.
This is savagery at its best.
Am I right?
Yeah, because it's not even a. I wouldn't even say a summertime thing. the best all year round grilled food
delicacy
that is easy, quick, and always tastes good. You can't screw up a hot dog when you throw it on a grill.
You can boil them in water. You can put them in a microwave. You can grill them. You can put them, if you want to, throw them in a frying pan.
That's what I do.
Curtis, you're a father of a two-year-old, two-plus-year-old.
Yes.
There's no better go-to than the cut-up hot dogs and the Kraft mac and cheese.
The glizzy.
I mean, how dare he? How dare he?
A fun fact about North Korea, I am oddly fascinated by the one country where there's no lights on. Do you know that you have to bring your poop every week to a known location in town?
I have heard that.
Mm.
Gross.
Really?
That's how they grow their crops.
Oh, wow.
They have their own poop.
Oh, they use it as fertilizer?
Yeah.
You have to collect it.
So you go in a bucket?
Yep. No actual plumbing.
I'm kind of lazy. Can you just do it right there? Or do you have to?
Yeah, if you're in the echelon in North Korea, they have a concierge who'll bring it for you.
And people say they don't want to live in America. Live in North Korea and see how you feel. No dogs. You got to take your poop everywhere.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I found that news this morning to be outrageous.
That is nuts.
Kind of country bans the hot dog.
Slinging
glizzies. Everybody loves a glizzy.
Oh. I put them in a frying pan. I love them.
I know.
I put them in, like, when I can't get to the grill, I put them in. I'm not a boiled dog guy.
Yeah, you don't like boiled
dogs. I put them right in the frying pan, within 3 minutes.
Do you like a grilled bun? See, I feel like, okay.
Buttered, nice grilled. I'll toast it.
Sourdough, please.
obviously, I'll toast it. I like the ones, the potato buns.
Yes, Wiggy.
When they're not, so you don't necessarily have to toast the potato bun, but the other bun, just a regular bun, if you can't grill it, toast it up for me.
All right. How many months away are we from Fenway Frank, Curtis? Just a couple months away?
The truck leaves in less than 2 months.
Okay.
Or no, less than a month in February. We're going to be there in a month and a week.
Yeah, I think we're doing nearly a full week in Fort Myers of live shows this year. Last week of February, I believe.
That is correct.
Yeah. America's Strip Mall.
You are just...
What's the deal? Curtis, are they in... yesterday they were in on Bregman. Now they're not in on Bregman. Like, what's the...
Yeah. I'm really excited. If you want to see Awkward, come see myself Saturday at Fenway Park.
Yes.
For our...
Fenway Fest.
Fenway Fest. And you will see all of Red Sox employees just run the opposite direction when I see them.
Well, they got a lot of guys showing up on Saturday at Fenway Park.
Yep.
I saw that Devers is going to be there and Tristan Cassis is going to be there. And so will Ken and Curtis.
Yep. We'll be there for 3 hours. Our final 3 hour show ever.
And you know what? The weather is awful. It's freezing. So if you want to think baseball, think it at Fenway Park on Saturday for Fenway Fest.
It's actually a great time because the games, I think, don't start till 4 on Saturday. So a good morning baseball fix before the football playoffs kick off.
All right. Well, those are our leads this morning. Coming up, we will get to They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday, right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. A special good morning to Brian, who's spending the morning texting some pretty hateful things into the station. And let me tell you, I am meeting hate with love this year.
Yes.
So
that was one of your intentions for the new year.
It is.
Okay. Yeah.
He is a father. So,
I'm a really handsome guy for the things he said.
Yeah.
I love that I can find people's information and then the people that are calling others out. Holy cannoli.
He loves to use the C word.
Yes.
Loves.
Yep. And it is Tuesday.
Yeah.
Really?
It is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's not right.
Hey, does not offend me. I'm meeting hate with love.
I understand that.
Okay. All right,
it's,
Courtney.
It is very hard not to tag him on Instagram, though.
Just
I'll tell
tag
you that.
Him. See, I'd go the other way. Don't
meet Ken told me that he is very happy that I am meeting hate with love. He does not want me dragging people in 2025.
Yeah.
I think people need to be dragged in 2025.
I agree. This man needs to be dragged.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like, what's his name?
Brian.
You got to know his place.
Yeah.
He's all right, Jelani Tavai.
Right. Guy can listen to the show, but he can't be a critic.
True.
No.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth, you jabroni.
They're not qualified to do what Mayo is doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just got to know their place.
Yeah.
Brian's not qualified to do a court.
He's I'm sure he's very qualified. Uh-huh. Son, a grad.
He's not qualified.
No, he's qualified, you know. Happy 2025. The Bruins are back in action tonight. The Oilers are in town. Puck drop is at 7. And the Celtics are in Denver to take on the Nuggets. Ooh. Tip is at 10.
Bruins 7.
Yep.
Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Connor McDavid. Don't get to see him much, but I always get a little aroused when he's playing.
Oh.
So good. So talented.
Okay.
Leon Draisaitl also.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
But it's just like when McDavid gets the puck, it's like magical.
We heard from Robert Kraft yesterday in a press conference, and while we speculated when he made the final decision on Gerard Mayo's future, he gave a little bit of clarity of when he started thinking about all of this.
This whole situation evolved, but I'd say over the last month, I went back and forth, and I don't know, in my life and my business, I make certain decisions. I know when it's right, and it just happened, and it was very hard because of the personal relationship I feel for Gerard and the human being he is, and I felt guilty I put him in that position, but we're moving on.
Moving on.
I mean, Robert's a nice guy, but damn. You did this to a guy that you said picking him was like picking a wife. And I listen.
You think he did him dirty.
Oh, my. And I know Gerard brought a lot of stuff on himself and everything.
But he was set up to fail.
But then afterwards being like, I feel bad for the guy.
Okay, but do you hold Gerard Mayo accountable at all?
Yeah,
For going behind Bill's back and basically politicking to get himself Bill's job?
But, Greg, if you do that, you could say, do you hold Bill accountable for doing that to Parcells? Like, every coach along the way does that to someone. Bill Parcells resigned, gave Belichick the job that he had been promised and was contractually obligated to hold, and Bill resigned on a cocktail napkin.
Yeah.
Like, it's what happens in that business.
And listen, knowing Gerard after we talked to him, do you really think Gerard was going up to Robert's office and being like, hey, Robert, Bill's losing control of the locker room?
Why was he walking around with a baseball bat?
I don't know. Maybe he thought he was Joe Clark from Lean On Me.
When Belichick got fired by the Browns in 1996, he was the safety secondary defensive coach with Parcells on the team that went to the Super Bowl. And there are many books written about how Bill Belichick was going up and talking to Robert, and that's what was the beginning of a relationship that ended up getting him the job here in 2000. These coaches all do that.
Just don't tell me you love me. Like, don't tell me, like, I'm a family member, you love me, this, and all that other stuff. Just say, hey, listen, we think you're a good guy. Here's why we're going to hire you. But guess what? If you don't do what you're supposed to do, we're firing your ass after the first year. It's just, I don't like that.
It also kind of loses its allure when you constantly are saying, hardest decision I've ever made in this many years. Like, so this was harder than letting Brady go or firing Belichick.
Right.
Like, it's over again. Well, that trending was brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive to keep you adventuring all winter long. SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. I have a quick graph I wanted to show because I am the Boston's meteorologist.
Yes.
And there is something that I saw yesterday that I think should bring some clarity to the climate crisis in our world. This is a graph of climate-related deaths from 1920 to 2024 in the 1000. Now, you'll see, as the world has gotten warmer, the deaths have plummeted. Because, guess what? We have technology. We know when storms are coming. We have air conditioning in Florida and heat in Boston. It's amazing. So the next time somebody says the world's ending, just present this graph. It's accurate, and you're all being lied
to. What is the sourcing on that?
Bjorn Jorgensen.
Okay. Could Bjorn do that in the shape of a penis next time?
Oh, sorry, Bjorn Lomborg.
Okay.
He could. That's actually the snowstorm that's attacking the Midwest right now. It's 17, but it feels like 2.
It is a Ty Tuesday. Ty Law will be on with us at 9 this morning with his thoughts on the firing of Gerard Mayo and the future of the New England Patriots. Courtney has the news coming up in about 20 minutes or so, gentlemen. Doctors have issued a warning about the polar vortex, which we are in here in this region of the country, and how it will destroy your sex life. So that is among the things that we will get to during the news with Courtney. This is Walter. Hello, Walter.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was laughing a little because you and Wiggy are both right. It's like Gerard wasn't ready for that job, and this is the least talent since the 0-16 Detroit team. But the part of the press conference that scared me the most was them. They're saying they're going to have Wolf and them there for the draft.
Yeah.
And then he said the drafts have been terrible. It's like, so if you why would you have him anywhere near the draft? It's like, because if you look at just Washington last year, you took Polk, right? Look what Odunze and McMillan are doing in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, Curtis brought brought this up during his lead this morning at 6:30 or 6:45, yeah, whenever we got to him. And he is spot on. Yeah. Elliot Wolf has been with this organization for a long time.
Yeah.
And Matt Groh as well. So Robert Kraft can tell you he put Gerard Mayo in an untenable situation and it, you know, set him up to fail. That's great. But Elliot Wolf did as well. So continuing on with Elliot Wolf running the show down there is a mistake in my mind. Yes, go ahead.
I just think that Kraft was thinking of Bill Belichick when he said that, because he was trying to get the shot in, and he didn't consider how bad that would actually hit.
Well, you notice he went on to say that they've now changed their grading system when it comes to the draft. So
it's a bad grading system. They might want to call me. I can help them revamp it.
Okay, Sham, I like that. Well, the fourth pick is going to be very interesting on what they do with it. You know, because you're not trading it, so now it's going to be, who's the guy that they're going to focus in on? Who are they going to be able to draft at that position? You clearly don't need a quarterback, so you know those two. There's only two at the top of the draft, and that's Shador and the kid Cam Ward, and then it's Travis Hunter.
I mean, my hope is that you get your head coach, and your head coach says, I want a clean house.
Yep.
And I got a guy.
Yep.
I got a couple guys. I got a guy. I got a woman. It doesn't matter to me. And that they're going to run in conjunction with me, they're going to run personnel. And you could say goodbye to Elliot Wolf, say goodbye to Matt Groh, and start all over again with somebody else.
Yeah, but the problem with that is, aren't you still going to have... Because isn't it about how much money Kraft is willing to give Elliot Wolf, and is it still?
Well, he said yesterday that he never tells anybody how much money they can spend.
So then, why don't?
But does anybody believe that?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what boss in the planet doesn't tell people what they can spend?
He's trying to act like Wick, where he's like, "Yeah, we don't mind spending over the cap as long as it balances out over 3 years."
But Wick does it.
Yeah, like, exactly. That's the difference.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to. I think the draft is cool, but where you're really going to have to hit to make this team better is going to be either in free agencies or trades of guys, you know, disgruntled guys that want out. We heard of Tyreek Hill. Miles Garrett down in Cleveland has said, hey, he's
Do you really want Tyreek Hill?
Why wouldn't I?
But because you had Mike McDaniel yesterday saying he quit mid-game. Like, is that the kind of guy?
How would he feel about congestion pricing?
Yeah. The guy had 1,800 yards last year, almost 1,800 yards, and everybody wanted Tyreek Hill. So, I mean, I'm not going to be like, if the guy's available.
You don't care.
Yo, Miles Garrett has already said he's meeting with the brass in Cleveland. If they're not willing to tell him on what they're going to do to get them competitive, he wants out. Like, so you'll have an opportunity potentially to get guys. And, yes, some guys may have some off-the-field issues or maybe have, like, an attitude adjustment. But don't you want talented players?
Yeah. And just on the final point about Kraft spending, Greg, what you have to do if you don't draft well is spend. That's the option. You either keep bringing in guys, then when your successful players hit free agency, you draft their replacement, or you draft poorly and spend in free agency or via trade. And they have elected not to spend. So what Kraft was telling you was that he didn't care enough to invest his money to overcome the drafting deficiencies.
Okay, reminder. Curtis has suggested a new feature. It is the most innovative feature ever in radio, never done before. And we have chosen to call it Hill Notes. We tried it yesterday. You can leave us, if you want to leave a message on Robert Kraft and what he said yesterday, or on Gerard Mayo, or on the banning of hot dogs in North Korea, or on the jackass who drove his oversized truck into the Sumner Tunnel this morning and led to the Sumner Tunnel being closed so nobody else could drive through it, then you can leave a voice message on the app, on the Odyssey app, and we will play them all back at some point this morning. Is that the best way to describe that, Curtis?
Yeah. I mean, first of its kind, so we're going through some growing pains, but we'll hopefully succeed.
All right. Well, it was pretty good yesterday. I thought it came out pretty good yesterday.
It was excellent.
Very simple to do. Hopefully you have the Odyssey app downloaded. If you don't, just download it. Then you can listen to us from wherever you are, whenever you want. And you'll see a microphone in the upper right-hand corner of said app, which reads, send a voice message, send it. And that way, your voice can be heard.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
These text messages, that you see that text message? That has to be a joke, right? Sorry, but Hill Notes has been done before. Howie Carr has had a segment where people leave messages. Yes, I had a segment on my old show for 20 years.
I think you created it.
It was called Hill Mail.
Yeah.
People have been calling radio stations since Marconi and expressing their opinion. That's what they do.
Was he playing the Mamba?
I don't know.
Do you think Howie Carr copied you?
I don't know who copied whom.
I just think it's hilarious. The people that tell on themselves as morons that's yelling at us about the Weiner line is just perfect. It's the exact Twitch accounts you would expect.
Long about, I don't know what year it was. It was probably in the 90s. Those of us that were on the radio all decided that it might be an interesting thing to have people leave a message, and then we would play them back. It happened, I'm guessing, on radio stations all over the United States of America.
Yeah, well,
this is technology advancing the process, and you can simply leave us a message on the app. I mean, that is...
Probably all started when we all got the...
Cell phones?
No, I'm not cell phones. Why am I drawing a blank?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
When
telegraph?
No, when we played our messages. When we played our messages at home.
Voicemail.
We had to go back in the little
answering machine.
Yeah, the answering machine.
Yes.
Why was I drawing a blank on that? Wow, that's Ask a Boomer, the answering machine. It probably all started there, right?
Yeah.
Somebody came home that was working a radio, came home, hit their answering machine message and goes, this would be a good idea for radio.
Well, it's a new thing. You can also send us a fax. If you'd like to send your comment over via fax, I'll give you the fax line later. It's They Said It. Sean, where do we begin this morning?
Bill Belichick was on the Let's Go podcast, as he is every week now, and he was joined by former Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Bill Cowher, and they talked about Gerard Mayo's firing, and Bill gave an interesting note on when things seem to have gone awry between him and the Crafts. Here was Bill Cowher and Bill Belichick.
And listen, some situations you understand. I've always believed that giving a coach 3 years and see where you're trending is really the appropriate thing to do, in my opinion. You know, what happened to Gerard after 1 year? I mean, I don't know what took place behind the building, but certainly it was a lack of communication. And certainly Gerard had some things he probably had to learn from. You know, and sometimes a first-year head coach says things he probably regrets he says, did things regrets he probably said. It's called learning experience, and hopefully you can grow from it and learn from it, but also have the support of the people that are behind you.
You need that shared vision between ownership and the coaching and scouting, and that's when you can be successful. And I know, Bill, you had that at Pittsburgh, and I had that up until about the last 4 years in New England. And when you have that shared vision and everybody kind of pulling in the same direction, you know, you have a chance and you can get a lot done. And even if you don't win at all, you're still really competitive. And we've both been in that situation. But when you're going in different directions, then that makes it really hard to keep up with everybody else. So I think you look at the organizations and you can kind of see the ones that are and the ones that aren't.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So
Mac Jones.
We have a timeline. I would assume that coincides with the departure of Tom Brady, right?
Because he said the last four years, which means it predates Mac Jones.
So Bill Belichick would be suggesting that they had a shared vision until Tom Brady departed.
Yeah, we want Tom. Robert, I don't want to pay him that much. Tom, guess what? You're going to Florida. But it is
what
really
a way to rewrite him.
Curtis, come on now.
It is really interesting to
wait. So you think Bill Belichick?
I don't know, Curtis. Well, I don't lose my ever loving ass over it. Whoa. If somebody, I'm suggesting that perhaps that's what Bill is saying.
Right. Of course, it's what he's trying to say.
And Robert's going to tell you differently, and Tom's going to tell you differently. Are you new to life?
Why does it make you angry?
No, I was just going to say real quick about that. That's why it's going to be extremely interesting on what they do, because if they keep Elliott Wolf in place and they hire the next guy, how much of the shared vision, especially with a guy like Vrabel, if he doesn't feel like Wolf is his guy, is that shared vision going to be there?
Yeah. All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, next, Greg, one of the Patriots players that did appear in the locker room and actually speak to the media yesterday was David Andrews. David Andrews talked about how he did want to come back and continue to play for the New England Patriots, and there was one big reason why. Here was David Andrews.
I mean, look, I want to get to play with Trey. You know, I didn't get to play any meaningful football with him. Super glad I got to play with Jacoby, you know, being together when we were so young and coming back together, you know, that was special for me. And look, I'm excited to get to work with Drake at one point. There's, you know, obviously a big factor in me wanting to play as a guy like that, and, you know, get to help him develop. And I think he gives you a good chance to win, you know. And so, look, it's going to be, like I said, it's a big off season for him too, for everybody. And you know, hopefully, you know, he can get some rest and improve, and, you know, whatever it is that he needs to improve on. And, you know, he's a good player, and, you know, I'm excited for his future.
For this team, you can't underestimate the importance of having that guy around.
Oh, yeah.
In your locker room as a leader, am I right?
And then he feels like he's the only offensive lineman you can pencil in for next year when you start to look at free agency and the direction that you want to go.
But that's definitely good news.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's really good news.
Especially with another new head coach. Like, David Andrews is the last standing guy that can bring the old Patriot way into a new head coach. And
yeah, I don't really care about that. I think it's just good that you get, because the Patriots way, Courtney, is gone. Let's be honest.
Like, I know, but it can always come back.
No, it can't. It has been gone, and it's been gone for a while, right? I think what Andrews does, I'm more excited about, okay, it solidifies a position that you don't have to look for.
Well, isn't it also more important, though, that he's clearly identifying that Drake May is a guy that other guys want to play for?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's telling you, I want to come back and not retire specifically because this kid is good enough to win football games. All I care about is winning football games. He's good enough to do it, and that's why I want to come back.
All right, what's next?
Next, Greg, another guy's future who is in a bit of limbo, a little bit of question, is Mike McCarthy. Jerry Jones spoke to the media yesterday, talked about Mike McCarthy, what he likes about Mike McCarthy. Here was Jerry Jones in the media.
Jerry, what was your message to Mike McCarthy, and what does he mean to you?
Well, I spoke to the whole team, and Mike was in the room with all the coaches and the whole team. And, of course, Mike's one of the best coaches that I think there is. He was made the coach here because I thought that, and he's done absolutely nothing to diminish my opinion of him as a coach. And I am really impressed with the way the players identify, are with it. They're inside with it. And that's important. That's important because he's had some times when each one of those players individually as well as a team have not been fun times.
When you said Friday that the hay is in the barn about McCarthy and the coaches, does that mean, have you made up your mind on Mike McCarthy?
No. Well, the point is that all that I'm going to look at that I was answering that question, and that was, does the outcome of this game really impact his future? And I said, no. All of the things I'll consider pays in the ball.
I can't believe they're going to keep him, or Jerry is going to keep him. Jerry Jones, by the way, maybe not a great GM, But you brought it up. I finally watched the latest episode of Landman. Yeah. Pretty good actor.
He was unbelievable.
He did a really good job.
I mean, I'm guessing he tells a story in it. I won't say what the story is, but I wonder if it's a true story, so he didn't really have to act.
No, I think it. I don't think it was scripted. I think he just did like improv dialogue.
But it was emotional.
Yeah.
It was.
He did a really good job.
Really, really well
Does
done.
Does he play a billionaire on the show?
He plays himself.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he plays himself.
Actual Jerry Jones. Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, can we, Courtney said, what's your model for 2025?
Meeting hate with love.
Can we get rid of 2025? Can we be no cap and keep it a buck? Because come on, Jerry, like if he's the best coach out there, why don't you just give the guy a contract? Isn't there reports out there that Chicago's looking to interview him?
Yes.
So just give the guy a contract if you feel like he's the best guy for the job and stop dragging your feet.
Yeah, but this same thing kind of happened with Jason Garrett, too, where it's like they got to the end of the contract. Everybody's like, oh, no, the Cowboys are going to move on from Jason Garrett. And then all of a sudden they gave him a brand new 3-year, 5-year deal, whatever it was. So I guarantee Mike McCarthy's just going to be the head coach of the Cowboys again. And it's like a dog and pony show.
Curtis, would you rather have Jerry Jones or Robert Kraft as the owner of your football
team? Oh, God. I honestly, they're pretty similar. I guess Kraft because he's done it longer, and neither spend a lot of money, but that is a coin flip. I don't know. I don't know what the difference is, other than one's the GM and the other just does stuff behind the scenes.
I would say the difference is that Jerry is a better evaluator of talent, and they keep their talent in Dallas.
But there is a similarity in that both only won with one quarterback.
I give Robert the edge because he was able to identify the better coach in Bill Belichick. But when you look at the Dallas
Cowboys, Jerry could say, I want a Super Bowl with the Barry Switzer led team.
Right. When you look at Jerry Jones, and I'm just talking recent years, they re-signed CeeDee Lamb. They're probably going to re-sign Micah Parsons. They hit on both of those guys in the draft. They did the deal for Dak.
They originally hit on Zeke and Dak in the same draft.
They hit on Zeke, right?
So all those offensive linemen they hit on year after year.
And you start to look at what
And Jerry Jones hit on a lot of people, too.
what they've done.
Some were employees, actually.
I would say that I would love Jerry Jones as a GM because he gets it right when you look at some of the guys, especially the guys that they've drafted.
All right. Well, that is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Up next, the news with Courtney. Guys, doctors have issued a warning for those of us that are male and are suffering through the polar vortex and how it is going to destroy your sex life. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news next.
It's time for...
You know, we've come so far since my inauguration.
The news.
On that day, I told you, as I stood in that winter, we were stood in a winter of peril and winter of possibilities. Peril and possibilities.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
That if you get gum, I don't know if you can freeze it or get how you make it hard.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
I will be hearing that for months and years.
On WEEI.
Start with our neighbors to the north. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is resigning. The announcement came yesterday, and Trudeau will leave office once they find his replacement. Now, this comes as a lot of criticism for Trudeau, especially after the election with Donald Trump. Donald Trump wants to make Canada a state in the U.S. Yeah.
I think some Canadians would like to be the 51st state? How many states do we have?
Nailed it.
Would each territory be a new state, or would the entire country become one state?
Great question. I guess we could add like 3 or 4, split it up, and get ourselves up. Does it matter like how many?
Well, I think there's like 8 territories.
Is it better to have more states? Is there any kind of a prize for that or anything?
Who knows? I just think we'd have to change it to Vayatoba.
It'd be nice. You could go up and visit Montreal, and you wouldn't have to go through customs and all the rest of that. Mm-hmm. It'd be pretty cool.
Now, would we gain their free health care, or would expensive health care?
That's one of the issues. Mm. Yeah.
And do they want it, Canadians? Would Canadians like it?
Some Canadians are in favor of it.
All right.
Yes.
We can hear a little bit of Trudeau making the announcement.
I intend to resign as party leader, as prime minister. after the party selects its next leader through a robust, nationwide, competitive process.
All right. Well, Canadian Roadshow, when they're officially a state, how do you feel about that?
I've never been to Canada. I would love that.
It's been a while since I've been there.
Maura Healey released a statement yesterday outraged that a migrant was allegedly caught with nearly $1 million worth of drugs and an AR-15 rifle at a hotel, the Quality Inn in Revere.
A hotel the state is paying for.
Correct. Okay. It's being temporarily used as a shelter. Okay. The statement read in part, "It's outrageous that this individual took advantage of our shelter system to engage in criminal activity." She goes on to say, "I've ordered an inspection of all our shelter units, beginning with the Revere site, and a full review of our intake process to determine any additional steps that we can take to prevent criminal activity in shelters."
So last night it felt like below zero in Boston.
Yeah.
There are men and women who have fought to secure our freedom on the street.
Yeah.
That is a fact. And we are housing people that entered our country illegally and not those that fought to give us the borders we're not using.
Right. Some in this case with fentanyl and weapons.
Like, who thinks this makes sense, honestly?
Good morning, my neighbors!
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is being held without bail due to the Chelsea District Court judge deeming him dangerous. So,
Maura Healey, Curtis, if you really want to be upset, yesterday requested an additional $450 million to pay for those that we are housing. Wow. And feeding and driving to places.
Where do I go to apply?
That money, by the way, that $450 million is all that's left in the pandemic relief account here in Massachusetts or whatever. So,
and your daughter, Greg, a great teacher in the Boston school system, right?
Yes.
She pays for many of her own classroom supplies.
Yes, she does.
Okay, that's good. That's what we should be doing. We should be spending $400 million on that. And, you know.
Can I apply to register as a migrant?
You
could. And then I could get like some.
What country would you like to. You'd have to pick a country that you came from.
Oh, a country that I came from.
Where was your dad from? Jamaica?
My dad was from Aruba.
Aruba.
Yeah. So it could be like a Caribbean country.
Yeah.
You know, I got some family members from Italy. So it could be Italy. It could be Africa. So there's a few places.
I know you're the man of a thousand voices.
Yep.
You are a renowned impressionist.
Yes.
Do you do a Caribbean voice just so you would be believable?
I think that's kind of like with a little Jamaican twist on
it. Okay.
Yeah, so I could pull that one off.
Okay, all right. You know? So you would, if you were greeting the governor, what would you?
Wagwan, Governor Healey. Where did me sign up for me migrant so I can get me free housing with your $5,000 a month stipend?
It has
plus. Plus, hold on now, Courtney. Plus, me need my free food.
It has a little Irish, like.
Oh, it's pretty good.
There's a little Irish
in there.
A little bit.
You're Irish. You're Irish and you're hearing Irish. There's no Irish in there.
That was pretty good, Wiggy.
I don't want to stay at the Quality Inn, though. I need to stay at the Ritz-Carlton. Can you make that happen, Healey? Where do I apply? Hashtag MassachusettsGovernment.COVID19. Can you make the hashtag a little bit easier? So I can just say migrant.com.
Individuals with questions about what phase they can be vaccinated can send an email to COVID-19-vaccine-plan-ma@mass.gov.
All right,
and I need one of them Aspetti Sprinters.
Yeah, we'll get you the Mercedes.
Because I have a big family.
All right, we're going to take a break.
There is some Irish.
We'll get to the rest of the news with Courtney next.